fighter with clear vision. The following speakers will tell, will share with you, remind you what our vision is and what we're fighting for, and what the agenda is moving forward. I'll take a brief moment to tell you, in case you don't know, who some of those folks inside and in California are. Locally, they were obsessed with election. They said we did not want election. It reminds me of the coup. And once in Haiti, once Baby Doc was overthrown, the upper class and the Duvaliers, bloodsuckers, wanted election immediately. Guess what? They had the money, they had the contacts, they had the logistics and the resources. They wanted an election that they could guarantee they would win. They didn't want a debate of issues that the people could understand and then vote in a way that is consequential, that makes sense. Similarly here, that is what their obsession, collecting people's name and contacts the way they're still doing now, and make sure they can buy the election by sending mail for $10,000 or $15,000 that nobody else can afford. In California, the IGM, LeVon Williams, I think when we were fighting for BAI before the coup, she was still working for Exxon. And that's the she stumbled on Pacifica. She could have been working there, still been quite happy. The interim executive director, Miss Aaron, actually took absolutely no position during the coup. She remained absolutely quiet, and now she brought back a bunch of people in California, in Los Angeles. Most of the staff people who opposed us and were responsible for the coup, they are now in charge of the station. Our next speaker, Akin Labe, is also a strong supporter of WBAI, who worked tremendously with us during the last coup, and I see he's here again.
Power to the people, brothers and sisters. Power to the people! Power to the people! A lot of people at WBAI who think they're in control now think the term power to the people is just some trite phrase, some meaningless statement from times past. It's going to fall on all of us, each and every one of us, collectively, to re-clarify for some of those in power today that the people are those people who are in power, that we make history. Brothers and sisters, there was a talk that Ray gave, and he said there was a question of the vision of WBAI. For many years, we had some outstanding people putting programming together, and we had an attempt to bring some leadership in to help make a vision real. There was talk of youth becoming involved in ways that they had never before been involved. There was talk of the community not simply listening to the radio, but the radio station going into the community and becoming one. That vision still must be realized, and it's up to each one of us who are here today, brothers and sisters, to help give us the opportunity to realize that dream. First and foremost, we have a mission in front of us to reclaim the local station board. We must win that election. What must we do? Reclaim the local station board and win that election. How are we going to do that? First of all, we need each and every one of you to tell your friends, those other listeners to WBAI, that the time is now for them to register if they have not registered in the past. Each and every one of us, you'll be hearing from us on a regular basis about ways to organize and communicate with those groups throughout our community who benefited by BAI's news broadcast, by our information about what's going on in the community. We need all of those organizations involved today. We need you to look at no one else but in that mirror and see that you have a particular responsibility. Now let's talk a little bit about those people who think that they're in power now. We have a couple of people in the leadership. There was someone by the name of Mitch Cohen who somehow was elected to be the chairperson. This is one of the most outrageous and ironic and very, very cynical occurrences in recent history at WBAI. Mitch Cohen was one of the people that almost shot the whole people's struggle to reclaim BAI in the first place in the foot. When we first came out and began to mobilize to bring BAI back from the hijackers, it were people like Mitch Cohen in specific who went on the internet and made false claims about financial information. For instance, it was Mitch Cohen and some of his colleagues who stated that the People's Organization was a not-for-profit organization and that all you had to do was send in money and it would be a tax deduction. No less than five different people told Mitch that that was an unnecessary and very false statement. People were fine with using organizations that were not-for-profits. Mitch told me personally that he would not let that email go out. Within another 45 minutes to an hour, we were later to find out that 5,000 emails went out all across the city and the country asking people to contribute. Now, had that been used against us, those who control the airwaves simply had to say, ha ha, see, that's what we've been saying about Bernard White and all of them. They're a bunch of crooks. The reality was that Mitch Cohen has never been a consistent contributor to BAI when it came to work, ideas, or leadership, and most definitely when it came to integrity. We find that it was ironic that there were people who would actually vote to put him in office. What we really want to know is, will you stand for this kind of behavior in the future? No! The only way that you can stop this kind of behavior is to do the work that needed to be done in the first place. A conscious people, a vigilant people, are the only people that can protect the radio station over the long term. The Bernard Whites of this world virtually give their lives to WBAI, but they must no longer stand, relatively speaking, alone. They must stand surrounded and protected, supported by all of you. All right. We need that struggle to go forward. Now, in closing, I'd just like to say I'm representing Black New Yorkers for Educational Excellence and the Coalition to Save Harlem, and of course my home organization, SEEDS. In each case, WBAI has been a friend to us. When everyone else was trumpeting that Mayor Bloomberg was in fact the solution, it was on the airwaves of WBAI that we found out that mayoral control was in fact dictatorship by one. And it was on WBAI that we later found out in Harlem that the attempt to steal the people's property, that is the hijacking of the West Side by Columbia University and the railroading of 125th Street by the City Planning Commission and private development, those were not fait accomplis. Those were things that we can change. It was only on the airways of WBAI that we got a clear message. People like programmers like Bernard White, Amy Goodman, yes, and most definitely Mimi Rosenberg, Basir M. Chawi. Those were some of the people that put us on the airwaves to make these points. What we're asking you in the future is to call in. Don't let one moment go by when we have a chance to call in and raise the question, whose station? It's our station. Whose station? Our station. And the only way that you can demonstrate that at this point is to contact them, to write, but most definitely, whenever you get a chance, call on the airwaves to take BAI back. Power to the people, brothers and sisters. All right, thank you.